Craig is my tag team partner this morning. I thought I would even up the sides because on the other side of the microphones over here, we have with us this morning representing the Mega Championship Wrestling, we have the promoter Jeff Traxler joining us, and also we've got with us Mad Dog Manson, who is taking part in this big event. It's Breaking Down Barriers 4 to benefit Friends of Murray Ridge, and also Jim Nagy, who's the friend of Murray Ridge, joining us this morning. Let's first of all, I guess, start off talking with Jeff a little bit about Mega Championship Wrestling. What do they do outside of, I guess, the big event that's coming up at the college?
Well, we have events all year long in the area. This is just, I guess, what you would call our flagship event. This is our big event of the year that everything kind of builds toward. And as you said, it's a fundraiser for Friends of Murray Ridge. And it's a great thing that that's our big show of the year. That's just kind of what it's developed into.
Now, let's talk about what's going on. I know we've got Mad Dog. We'll get to him in a minute. Keep him calm down a little bit. We'll get to you. Don't worry about it. But we've got some other folks that are wrestling. Talk about some of the other matches taking place.
Oh, yeah, sure. Some of the other matches that are going on. Our main event is going to be the champion Brandon X. He's taking on Joey the Snake, former Friends, not really seeing eye to eye right now. There's the Fighting Spirit title of the ladies. Angel Dust and Avista Varlo are going to go at each other. And then also we have a Battle Royal, which the winner of that is going to receive a special prize. They have a title shot opportunity anytime over the next year that they want to cash that in. So it could be that night. It could be Breaking Down Barriers 5. We just don't know.
So what's wrong with Brandon and Joy? Why are they not friends? They seem like two likable guys that probably could get along. What happened between the two of them?
Depends on which one you want to talk to. Some say jealousy. Some say they want to prove which one of them is better. Some might even say money. So,
what about Angel Dust and Avista? Any bad blood there?
No, this is actually, this is a rematch, but this is the first time it's for the title. So I wouldn't say there's any bad blood, but definitely Avista looking for a title win.
All right. Well, let's bring on a guy who's a friend of all of ours, Mad Dog Manson. Thanks for stopping in. Appreciate it this morning.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Yeah. You don't have any enemies out there. Everyone's your friend, right?
Do I look like somebody who can't handle enemies?
I don't know. In fact, I'm looking at the poster for Breaking Down Barriers 4, and I asked Mad Dog, I said, is that you in the ring? There's a picture. I said, where's your opponent? And he said, outside the ring. I can see the referee right there in the middle is standing there, and that's pretty much what people can expect when they see you. Now, you have a special match that's coming up. Again, this is part of the Breaking Down Barriers 4 to benefit Friends of Murray Ridge. It takes place on Saturday, May 3rd at the LCCC Fieldhouse. But I guess this is going to be it for you? Is this what I understand? I mean, it says final match. Tell me a little bit about that. What led up to that?
Yes, this is going to be my retirement match. I've been a professional wrestler for 15 years, and the wear and tear of being a professional wrestler has really started to take its toll. So while I still have pretty decent health and at least 5 or 6 brain cells left, I figured it's time that I walk away.
Now, what do the other wrestlers think about this? Is this going to create a void that someone's going to rush to fill?
Well, my understanding is their first reaction was, well, thank God, because we're tired of getting beat up by Mad Dog Manson. But I believe that'll be up to the promoter to answer that question, whether or not it'll leave a void.
Hey, Jeff, who is Mad Dog's opponent in this? Do we know this?
Yeah, actually we do. It's a young man by the name of Dirty Tommy Kane who finds himself in this position right now.
Did you hear him say young man, Mad Dog? I don't know if you caught that or not. He happened to refer to him as a young man. I don't know. Okay.
He's a young man who doesn't know anything, who's trying to make his name off of Mad Dog Manson. And we all know how that turns out.
Win, lose, or draw, it says Mad Dog Manson's final match. Be part of Breaking Down Barriers 4. Again, this is Mega Championship Wrestling, live pro wrestling at the LCCC Fieldhouse, benefiting the Friends of Murray Ridge. Now, Mad Dog, if you can move over just a little bit and let Jim come in, Jim Nagy for Friends of Murray Ridge. Jim, tell me a little about how this got started and what's the response of the Friends of Murray Ridge and Murray Ridge in general for the benefit of this.
Well, I've known Mad Dog for almost 50 years. So we decided that we wanted to try to give back to the community through, you know, through Mega Championship Wrestling. And I've worked at the Murray Ridge Center now for 24 years, and it seemed like a natural fit. All of our consumers who we provide services to absolutely love professional wrestling, and we just wanted to do something for them and to try to help out the Friends of Murray Ridge. And we sat down with management, and about 4 years ago, we worked out a nice little plan, and this is the fourth year that we've done it, and we've been able to donate a nice little chunk of money to the Friends of Murray Ridge to help them out.
And usually with wrestling, they always have a big title, the name of the match or something, and you have this breaking down barriers, which has kind of a sort of a double meaning in a sense. You know, I like the way that works because, you know, barriers, thinking about people with developmental disabilities and understanding what they're going through. But anything in wrestling that involves breaking, Mad Dog, I guess is good for you, I would think.
Well, you want to talk to me or do you want to talk to Jim? Well, you got to keep this straight. Who do you want to talk to?
Oh, I want to talk to you, Mad Dog, because I don't think Jim does much breaking around here. I'm sure that, Mad Dog, there's usually things when you're done with your final match, things probably have to get put back together.
Yeah, probably me, because it's like I said, it's been a very long, wonderful 15 years, but it's time. But as far as the breaking down barriers, Mad Dog wants to make it very clear. The reason that name was chosen was because people with developmental disabilities face barriers every single day. And since we are such good friends with the Murray Ridge Center, we wanted to do something to help to break down those barriers. Because it doesn't matter who you are, if you have a disability or you don't have a disability, they are just people like you and me. So we try to do what we can and make a championship wrestling to help the people in Lorain County with developmental disabilities, to give them a fair chance. Because even in this day and age, sometimes people do not give people with developmental disabilities a fair chance. And that's what we're trying to do.
A lot of top-notch wrestlers on this bill. Jeff, what's the state of pro wrestling in Lorain County right now?
I would have to say definitely alive and well, very healthy. The event before this one, we took a chance and spread out to Lorain, which hasn't happened, from what I understand, about 12 years. There hasn't been professional wrestling in the city of Lorain. Great turnout at the Italian American Veterans Club. Looking to go back there. The field house is kind of our home, but looking to expand a little bit. So I would have to say, if we're looking to expand, it must be doing pretty well.
Okay, we're talking this morning about the Breaking Down Barriers for to benefit Friends of Murray Ridge. It's a live wrestling with Mega Championship Wrestling. We're talking to Jeff Traxler, their event promoter. Also, we got with us Mad Dog Manson, who says that he's doing his final match for this. Now, I got some advice for you. If you know, after wrestling, I know you like to probably stay on your feet, but perhaps maybe you thought a little bit of dance. You know, earlier Craig thought he wants me to ask you whether or not you'd ever participate in something like a Dancing with the Stars. I mean, you got half the outfit already.
Hold on.
Around on the screen.
Are you trying to insinuate, sir, that I would not be able to dance with the stars? Is that what you're trying to insinuate?
No, not at all. I'm thinking that it would be just, a nice progression to that as well. You could probably do that. Though I think Carrie Ann doesn't like the lifts too much, so you got to be used to not lifting people up, because I know that's probably one of the things that you're pretty good
at. Well, not only would Mad Dog Manson want to do Dancing with the Stars, I would go there and I would win the whole thing and bring the Dancing with the Stars title back to Lorain County.
Now, you know, with wrestling, they always get a belt that's, you know, bejeweled and, you know, a little gaudy, in my opinion. But other than that, for Dancing with the Stars, they got a mirror ball trophy like that one that's hanging above your head. Something of that effect like that. Does that entice you? Does that make you, you know, see something that is that a goal that you have?
When I win, I would proudly hang that in my home.
Excellent. Very good. Well, we wanted to thank both everybody who's in this. Craig, Here, I'm giving you, I'm tag-teaming me. Tap my hand, Craig. I'm getting
out of
here.
Out of the ring.
Gee, this is not going to work out as well. Breaking Down Barriers 4, the benefit Friends of Murray Ridge. Again, it comes up on Saturday, May 3rd at the LCC Fieldhouse. Jeff, if people want to get tickets for this, how do they go about doing that?
You can head over to Keith's Comics, which is 394 Broad Street in Elyria. Keith's has been a huge sponsor of ours since day one. They have tickets right now. You can also call us 440-452-9088 to reserve tickets. And as I said, they're on sale right now. You can pick them up. They're $8 now. They'll be $10 the day of the event.
Sounds good. Again, that's coming up Saturday, May 3rd at the LCCC Fieldhouse. Bell time is at 6:30. Doors open at 6 to get in, so get in there early, get a good seat, and get to see Mad Dog in his final match. Thanks, Mad Dog, for coming in. Jim also, and Jeff Traxler with the Mega Championship Wrestling. Again, gentlemen, thank you for coming in and what
you
do for helping out the Friends of Murray Ridge.